Ash gently opened the door crack to peek out.
The stairs are wide enough that we can fight side by side. Silent and fast. That's how we're doing this.
Finley, you stay behind us. Understand?
I knew you would come for us.
Ready?
Ready. We descended the stairways side by side in a fast crouch. The first guard didn't even turn around. Didn't even suspect he was about to die. I clamped one hand over his mouth and twisted his neck, spinning his body out so Ash could drive his sword through the guard's heart. Guards 2 and 3 were equally oblivious to us. I snapped the neck of guard 2 as Ash took off the head of guard 3. Above us, Finley's face was pale as she stared at the headless corpse of guard number 3. A tear trickled down her cheek.
He was always nice to me, even when Requiem wasn't.
I'm so sorry that we have to do this, Finley.
I know. That's why you are so good. You don't want to hurt people. You want to help them.
Guilt gnawed at me. That may have been true, but I was about to kill another person to get to Bella. Finley stayed put, while Ash and I continued down to the bottom of the tower. The remaining guards were just outside the tower doors, backs to us. True to what Finley remembered, there were only 2, but they were both Enders.
You go left.
I had already planned the move in my head. An overhand downward strike with my right hand, driving my dagger into his neck. Then the left-handed dagger would come in hard to the kidney. The doors opened inward, and we yanked them fast, leaping at the Enders. My first blow did not drive into the Ender's neck, but instead bounced off his machete. My left-handed blow did connect, but not in the kidney. The dagger tore through the muscles in his side. I deliberately let myself go to my knees. The Ender loomed over me, sneering.
You Terralings are so damn weak.
I hung my head and didn't look up as I swung with my right hand again, cutting through his hamstring. I just hoped that the party was far and loud enough that we wouldn't be heard.